think it is important to note that The Matrix is not, you know, simply and straightforwardly Christian. I think you could probably give it a Buddhist reading. You give it kind of a Gnostic reading. But I think there clearly are Christian overtones and undertones and implications. The minute you mention the Trinity and Zion and Neo and the Chosen One, you're clearly in a Christian thought world. I don't want to suggest, though, that somehow it's exclusively Christian. But I think you can give it that reading rather well. There's a key point in the plot where Morpheus, who's the representative of the liberated humanity, offers this pill to Neo. Take this pill as a sign of your acceptance of what we're offering to you, your willingness to cooperate with us. And he does. And that's what commences the process of his liberation. The church holds out to us sacraments. What are they? Well, they don't make a lot of sense within the ordinary world. They're just these water and oil and bread and wine and these physical signs. But they're imbued, we say, with a kind of invitation from a higher world. Do you accept this offer of a higher vision, though you can't see it, though it's not clear to you, though a lot of suffering will be involved? Are you willing to surrender to the invitation of a higher power? Well, there's baptism, there's the Eucharist, there's confession. I think Neo at times is reluctant, and Neo doesn't fully understand the implications of what's going on. I think he balks and he wonders and he hesitates. Can you see something a bit similar in the Jesus story, though? I don't want to stress it too much, but Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, who balks, who wonders, who questions, even at the brink of the cross, but then finally surrenders to the Father's will. I think the taking of the pill by Neo is kind of a sacramental moment, when he says, okay, I'm willing to surrender to the invitation toward a higher world. There's an interesting character called Cypher, who is one of the liberated humans. Mind you, when the humans are liberated from the Matrix, they don't move into paradise immediately, just the contrary. They move into a very difficult, demanding world. The world of the Matrix is much more appealing and attractive in many ways, much more sensually pleasurable. Once they're freed from that, they go through a kind of a desert period. Well, look at in the Bible, when the Israelites escape from Egypt, they don't enter into the Promised Land. They have 40 years in the desert. That means your whole psyche and soul is adjusting to the new world, and it takes time. Well, during this process, people are often tempted to go back. Remember in the book of Exodus, the Israelites often say, well, at least we had enough food to eat in Egypt. They long for the flesh pots of Egypt, and Moses has to try to stop them from going back. Well, here now, this character, Cypher, says, I know I'm liberated. I know I'm living in a more real world now, but I've got terrible food to eat. I'm uncomfortable. I'm living in this cramped ship. It's a terrible life. He says to the agents of the Matrix, take me back. Take me back. Make me a movie star. Make me a rock star. Let me just have a filet mignon to eat. I know it's all an illusion, but at least it's pleasurable. Well, that's very central now to the spiritual life. We break away from the fallen world. We break away from the false world. And the new world is not quite there yet. So we have to pass through this period. Cypher is therefore kind of a Judas figure. He's willing to cooperate with the powers of darkness. He's willing to go back. And he, of course, tries to undermine or betray Neo. You know, I think maybe a further implication of the Matrix is the whole idea of mission. Well, on the biblical reading, every one of us who participate in Christ are offered a mission. And the mission's always the same. The mission is to Christify the world, is to bring the power of Jesus Christ to the world. Well, that means to liberate. We're all given a mission to liberate the world from its fallen consciousness, from its fallen will, from the effects of sin. Will we do it? I don't know. There's the drama of salvation. Do you have the courage and do you have the imagination to accept this mission? I think that's a very important implication now for the ordinary believer. The first word out of the mouth of Jesus in Mark's gospel is metanoiate in the Greek. It means go beyond the mind you have, because the two Greek words are meta and nous, beyond the mind. But see, the implication is there's something wrong with our minds, our way of seeing, our attitude, our perspective. So the first thing Jesus says is you need to go beyond the mind you have and get a new mind in you. St. Paul says, may the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. Well, see, that means the fallenness of our perceptive capacities. And therefore, the false world produced by the fallen mind has to be overcome. And that's a lot of what conversion language means. The Matrix is a story of conversion, of going beyond a false mind and moving into the new mind. But that requires a savior. Neo, therefore, is the Christ figure that opens up this transformed mind.